Do as the Romans did? Inaugurated in AD 80 by the Emperor Titus, the Roman Colosseum is the earliest prototype of the modern Superdome, with a perimeter of 527 meters, 80 entrances, and the capacity to hold between 50 and 70,000 spectators. It rivals even the most advanced sports stadiums in size and utility of design, while greatly surpassing them in architectural grandeur.
The Colosseum was constructed with tens of thousands of tons of a type of marble called travertine and held together with 300 tons of iron. When completed, it rose up 57 meters in four levels. The lower three provided seating for the spectators and were surrounded by magnificent arcades and 80 perfectly symmetrical arches, each embellished with a statue. The attic story contained brackets which could suspend a canopy for shade.
In spite of its glorious design, the Colosseum was built largely for the distraction of the masses in a cynical age, providing dramatic and often gruesome entertainment. Armies of slaves fought for their lives in horrific recreations of famous battles. Gladiators fought wild animals and one another to the death in return for their continued survival, the glory of victory, and precious gifts from their benefactors.
These spectacles of gratuitous violence may seem a little anachronistic, but they are also analogs in many ways to professional sports today. Perhaps the Colosseum is not such an ancient artifact after all.